As a green card holder, my mom never voted. My dad claimed as a member of the military, he didn't particularly feel like he should vote. Thinking back, there was never much discussion about voting in my family. We live like nomads, never tied to a place more than 3 or 4 years. Why get involved in knowing who the mayor was or our city councilors? Those topics never really came up. Why, then, am I so invested in politics, particularly local politics, when I could be just as untethered to a firm mooring due to my upbringing? And I was asked the other day, how can parents do a better job engaging their children in voting and caring about public policy issues? In effect, can we engage millions who can vote, but traditionally don't because they're quote-unquote young? I crowdsourced information for this column on social media. A friend of mine said, quote, I think for a lot of people it has to come from personal experience and realizing this is important to you. I hate saying the cliche of younger people need to vote because I hated hearing that when I was young. But now I get it. If you don't get involved, there are so many decisions that happen where you might not get a say or a voice in. I replied saying that strangely, if people voted one way or the other when they're younger, it might influence them for the better in another stage of life. Another friend said, but that's abstract. You must make it real. When I was weeks pregnant with my first child, the good paying job I had was grant funded and unfortunately not renewed. It all became very, very real. How did we as a country crow so loudly about family values when suddenly everything became incredibly terrifying for my new family? My state and my neighbors who pay taxes caught me and my family by allowing me to have state-funded medical care, which we needed when my daughter ended up in the neonatal intensive care unit. Without my state and the legislative fights that inch support into reality over time, my family may have never caught up. Now I vote for those who believe that helping our weakest is the most decent choice, and support those who believe that maternity and paternity leave are true indicators of valuing families. With issues like these, there's a strange poking of slumbering giants. Just in population size, Gen Zers and Millennials could outvote other generations. For some students, it's just as silly as government trying to take away TikTok. For some students, say those of Stoneman Douglas High School, the thoughts and prayers weren't enough. As someone who grew up in the shadow of the Columbine High School shooting, those activists will have my support because I've seen only legislative shrugs on this. Even tears from a president couldn't slack my horror as I watched, with my newborn daughter in my arms, reports of elementary school students being slaughtered. Change needs to happen. It will. It must. Because America values its young, doesn't it? And if legislation starts turning against these tired yet awakened masses, say in rolling back the tide on gay rights, or the continued blatant hypocrisy of pushing values that aren't actually measured in action, then more and more people may want to change the system completely and find their allies in another generation. Allies who think that shooter drills in schools shouldn't be normalized, and that we might want to let a woman heal after childbirth without her worrying whether or not she can pay to keep the lights on. So yes, I take my kids out to public meetings, even the dull ones like city councilor town halls and city development input meetings. Even as they stifle their giggles under conference room chairs, they get a vague sense that for change to happen, input is needed from people who live in the community and experience the issues. Maybe it's through simple discussion, maybe it's voting in every single seemingly dull election. They can make change happen. But a vote needs to be made real in its impact in their lives, way before they can take the responsibility of casting their own vote. For those in the younger generations, perhaps it already has. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.